In Iraq, an ancient Jewish shrine south of Baghdad has attracted the interest of the country's new American rulers. The site, venerated as the tomb of the biblical prophet Ezekiel, received little public attention after Iraq's Jews left the country in the 1940s and 50s. Local Iraqis, though, have been carefully tending the site, and recently American officials identified it as a place of great historical significance. NPR's Kate Seeley visited the site and filed this report.
The landscape around El Kifl looks much like it must have thousands of years ago. Palm trees line the Euphrates River. Farmers tend to fields of rice and barley. In ancient times, experts say El Kifl was a suburb of the city of Babylon, just 20 miles to the north. The area was home to a large Jewish population exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem in the 6th century BC by King Nebuchadnezzar. According to local legend, Ezekiel settled and died in El Kifl. The prophet, who revived Jewish religious practice after the Babylonian exile, was widely revered, and sometime after his death, a synagogue was built around his shrine. Today, that shrine and synagogue are lovingly cared for by members of El Kifl's Beni Hassan tribe. They've been safeguarding the site ever since the community's small Jewish population left in 1948 following the creation of Israel. The head of the tribe and El Kifl mayor, Sheikh Ahmed Habib Khabut al-Abbasi, proudly gives a visitor a tour. Inside the synagogue, wooden benches mark the prayer area. Elaborate Hebrew calligraphy decorates the walls. Sheikh Khabut points to a locked chamber. This is where the Jews, he says, are believed to have written the Babylonian Talmud. He also says the room originally contained a large library of ancient Hebrew texts until Saddam Hussein ordered their removal to Baghdad in the late 70s. Khabut leads the way through a low doorway into another chamber with a soaring dome and more Hebrew inscriptions on the wall. A carved wooden shrine sits in the middle of the room, and through a window on its side can be seen a low stone tomb, Ezekiel's tomb, he says. Next to it, scattered on the floor, lies crumpled money from Iran, Iraq, and Pakistan. Khabut says the tomb has long had visitors from the Muslim world. Muslims consider Ezekiel to be a prophet of God, he says. We make no distinction between Christian or Jewish or Muslim prophets. We respect them all. Khabut says when El Kifl's Jews left, his father was duty-bound to protect the site. The Quran, he says, instructs Muslims to guard the holy sites of the people of the book, a reference to Jews and Christians as well as Muslims. He recalls his father's fond stories about the close relations between El Kifl's Shia Muslims and the some 36 Jews who lived there in the 30s and 40s. The Jews who lived here were Arab too, he says, and they had lived here a very long time and were part of the community. Khabut says his father was harassed by Saddam's regime for safeguarding the shrine and was later executed in the 80s. Michael Gofeller, an official with the American Occupation Authority here, calls the Beni Hassan's attitude toward the shrine astonishing in its nobility. Gofeller came across the site several months ago. He calls it a testament to the historically close ties between Iraq's Muslims and Jews.
It's a symbol of coexistence between the two faiths and a place of coexistence between the two faiths.
Gofeller says he believes it to be one of the most important Jewish historical sites in the Middle East.
There's always been a synagogue there, apparently for the last 2,600 years, from the 6th century BC until, if you believe the tradition, down until 1948. Back in 1948, it probably would have been one of the oldest continuously functioning synagogues in the world.
Gofeller says he's encouraging international experts to study and preserve the site, a prospect that Sheikh Khabut welcomes. Khabut says he imagines a time when El Kifl will flourish from tourism to the site, and a time, he adds, when the Jews of El Kifl will be welcomed back. Kate Seeley, NPR News.